hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one, TNT D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What's up, Jonas?
Oh, nothing. Back, fully refreshed from our week off.
Yeah, we took a week off.
Yeah, a whole week.
We went on vacation.
It was the vacationiest.
Are you going to talk about vacation at all on this episode?
Are sure. Right. Can.
We can talk about it.
Yeah, I went to abroad.
Yeah.
The first time ever.
Where'd you go, Jonas? Well, tell the people at home.
Let me tell everybody here how they can follow us.
Yeah. Dudes, do your
thank you so pandering. Much.
I forgot you got to sell shit.
Watching us live on Twitch. Twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive. If you're watching on a replay on YouTube, check us out. Crazy Town Media on YouTube. Or, of course, Crazy Town Media on Instagram, Twitter, and the cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com.
That's right.
Yeah.
What?
No, dude.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm not looking at you at all.
I don't know.
Actually, I am looking at you. That's a lie, because I'm looking right at you.
I don't know how to sell stuff.
Yeah, but no, I went abroad. I went over to London and up to Scotland.
Jonas went to frickin' London.
Yeah. It was London-y. Saw a bunch of cool shit, man.
Yeah, what'd you see? Did you see Big Ben?
It was covered up by scaffolding, but I saw it.
Or are they like restoring
it
or something?
Yeah, restoring it. Yeah, so like all the general shit. Buckingham Palace, Tower of London, London Bridge.
Yeah.
Went all the way out to Stonehenge.
Yeah, you saw.
Yeah,
so did you see the aliens?
Yeah, they were there. They're cooking hot dogs.
Okay, so that's
there was
a
lot
no.
Of sheep there.
That's the Jonas way of saying no. I didn't see the aliens.
Bath, the Roman bathhouse in Bath, where like Julius Caesar was kicking it, orgying it up.
You can't like bathe there or anything.
No, it's still like it still bubbles up and shit, but you can't do anything there. It's like a natural
bubbles?
Spring. So water comes up from a natural, like, pocket. Of,
really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah, then went to Scotland, saw some castles, went to Loch Ness, the fucking Highlands, William Wallace's stomping grounds out in that area from Braveheart.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, but anyways, some of the most beautiful scenery I've ever seen in my life.
I bet.
Yeah, man. That was just a quick synopsis. It was a great trip. Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I got to stay home and get a vacation from Jonas.
Yeah. Double win.
It was beautiful.
I got to go somewhere. He got to not be around me. So go figure. We did a little more vacation stuff, but I figured we'd let that roll down the hill
fine.
A little bit.
Honestly, Jonas, I missed you. Good guy.
Aw, I miss you too, buddy.
Welcome back.
Aw, thanks. It was good to be home. You know, yeah. We hung out the best we do. Looked at each other, nodded heads.
Yeah.
On the way crossing the different ends of the Crazy Town compound. Yeah. So
we gave each other the look in the hallway.
Yeah, just not head nod, you know, that sort of shit.
Right.
But yeah, man, so let's get rolling. It's been 2 weeks. We got 2 weeks of information.
Yeah, well, yeah. We missed some pretty big stories too.
What do you got? You go first.
I am gonna go first.
Okay.
And the first thing I wanna do is I wanna give a player salute to the man that lost his life on March 31st. Most people already know the story's cold by now.
Oh,
but
it's cold.
It's still a major thing in the hip-hop world and then just in the world in general.
Yeah, for sure.
Amias Joseph... I'm going to butcher his name. Amias Joseph Asgedion.
Oh, what a good way to get a memorial for a man.
Dude,
let's call him by his professional name.
All right, Nipsey Hussle passed away. He was outside of one of his stores. We all know the story. He was outside of a store that he owned in the neighborhood, that he not only grew up in, but was supplying furniture to, upkeep. And,
he was resurrecting his neighborhood.
Yeah.
It used to be hood, right? Like real bad hood. And he put money back into it.
Yeah. You know, he's not like a trillionaire or anything,
bro.
But what money that he did make from his businesses and his entrepreneurship, he was putting back into the neighborhood. He owned the shop, got into an altercation. I'm not going to give any energy to the dude that did it or any of the stories that have followed, because there have been a lot of negative stories that have followed, but, got into an argument with a guy. Guy went, got a gun, came back, shot him. He was with two of his friends, so it's not like he was even alone. It's just that it's just a shame that the guy decided that an altercation had to lead to him leading to violence.
Yeah, man, it's really sad when you know, you come from a neighborhood that's like not very rich, you know, poor.
Yeah,
it's hood.
Yeah.
And then you make something of yourself. You go back. You try to raise it up. You bring business in. You rebuild the community. And then some asshole shoots you in front of your store.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Over some bullshit. Like,
and it's not even like a... I don't even know if it even equates to like a bad neighborhood thing or if it's just like... What the fuck is wrong with people?
Oh, yeah, dude.
And like... Obviously, the guy had some mental disorders that did it. And I just want to tell people, if you're having any mental issues, if you feel like you want to go shoot people, seek help first.
Right. Absolutely.
And then, you know, then make that decision, you know?
Yes,
but
yes.
There's people out there going to help you. He was only 33 years old. Me and Jonas passed that age a while
ago.
What
do you mean?
So, this is crazy. I couldn't even imagine dying like...
Years ago?
Like 1 year ago.
Negative 22 years ago. Yeah, man, it's really sad because that people got to think like, you know, like, if you had a problem with him, stand toe-to-toe with the dude and fucking put your fists up, man. Like, be like, if you have that big of a problem, you want to fight, but you feel you got to go get a gun and come back and shoot somebody.
Yeah, yeah. It was sad, man.
And I guess I didn't, like, I've heard of him. I've never listened to his music.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I didn't realize while I was reading about him, he was up for best rap album this year. He's hot.
It's an excellent album. I've been listening to it in the car,
yeah,
like, all
I mean,
the time.
He's not, like, an old artist. He's, like... present, you know, it's you know, he's just not as big of a name as say Drake or
exactly,
you know, like
but
that.
he was on up and coming. He was only 33 and Jay-Z's 77, so
yeah
he had more than enough time, because you know, your lyric, and as long as your mind's working, your lyrics can carry you on. For those out there who haven't, go out and listen to Victory Lap. Right now is number one.
Is that his
streaming?
Newest CD?
That's his newest one. If you want to get into some of his old stuff,
okay.
I suggest A Slossin' Boy 2, Jonas. That was the album that actually got me to start. Slossin' Boy 2 was the album that got me to start listening
to. If for someone that people may know,
I would compare him to. He's kind of like a cross between Kendrick and Snoop.
Okay.
To be honest with you. But
so kind of like raw lyrics, but kind of flowy at the same time.
Well, I would say that he has lyrical prowess, but he has like that old Crip attitude that Snoop had. He was definitely, he was definitely a Crip. I'm not going to put that past him. I don't think the gang affiliation had anything to do with this. This was a guy who was in the same gang as him.
And, oh shit, it was like he was a Crip too?
Yeah, yeah. And it was just an altercation. But Nipsey had been in this hood since like he was a kid.
Right.
No blood, no Crip affiliation had anything to do with him having an altercation with a guy who was sick and coming to kill him.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. But I'm wearing all blue today for goddamn reason. I'm tossing up signs.
You're leaving it out there.
I don't even give a fuck.
Oh, wow.
Slossin' Boy 2, Victory Lap. Check that shit out. He deserves it, man. Big up to Nips, CIP.
Wow. All right.
Give him a CIP, Jonas.
Yeah, CIP.
Goddamn right.
That's right.
Goddamn right.
Fucking, you know?
That was
I'm going to sea walk across the Crazy Town compound, baby.
I would love to see that.
It would be epic.
All right, but that was the sad story. Now we're going to get into some Crazy Town bullshit.
Well, I mean, it's also a sad story.
You got another sad story?
Every story we talk about is sad.
Well, not all of them.
A lot of them.
I've got a happy story after this one. Trust
all right, cool. So, have you ever eaten a food in a restaurant before?
Have I ever eaten a food in a restaurant before?
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
You know what, Jonas? We share the story. I'm gonna let him behind the scenes. We share the story.
God damn, you're ruining my...
I'm ruining it?
You're ruining it.
How am I ruining it?
Because it was going to get good.
All right, fine. I'll play along.
Play along.
All right. Yeah, Jonas, sure. I've eaten food.
You're supposed to say, yes, Jonas, of course I've eaten. You gotta placate me.
Yes, Jonas, I've eaten food in a restaurant.
Has anyone ever paid your bill for you? Paid it forward?
I didn't know we had a script either.
There's no script.
Yeah, apparently. You're waiting for my scripted responses.
Have you ever anybody pay it forward with you? Like, in any way, shape, or form, restaurant, anywhere? Has anyone ever, like...
No, Jonas, I'm a male. I don't have boobs or anything.
That's true.
Not a lot,
I guess. You know, side note, my grandmother told me, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, that she was at a gas pump in our hometown,
mm-hmm.
pumping gas, and someone walked up and said, I paid for your gas. Pay it forward.
Even grandma boobs work, apparently. Even grandma boobs work. As long as you got boobs out there, you're getting something for free.
Yeah. So there was a man. His name was Craig Brewer. He's 41 years old.
Yeah.
He decided to go to a Waffle House, and guess where this happened?
Florida. Florida man.
Of course, Florida man. This wasn't the Florida man, though. This was the Good Samaritan. He walked into a Waffle House.
Well, both of them were Florida men.
They were both Florida men, yeah. One good, one bad.
Yeah.
So he decides, you know what I'm going to do today? He must have had a little extra Skrill. He must have hit a lotto ticket, something.
A little extra Skrill.
Yeah, you know. He had a little extra money in his wallet, folks. So he decides to go to Waffle House. Where else would you go? Starts handing out $20 bills.
Jonas, first off, I want to ask you, have you ever eaten at Waffle House?
Ooh.
This isn't a hard question.
I don't, maybe. If I have, it's been like one time.
Waffle House is goddamn amazing. Let me tell you, Waffle House is goddamn amazing.
There wasn't one in our hometown. One popped up not long before I left. I'm well aware. And I stayed the fuck away.
Why?
Have you been to our hometown?
Yeah, but it's Waffle House.
I know,
House.
I'm just fucking around. I think I've eaten at one. I'm not a big fan of waffles.
They don't have waffles. Oh, my God. You've never eaten at a Waffle House. That proved it.
They don't have waffles.
That just proved it right
there. They don't have waffles?
Yeah, they have waffles, but nobody goes there for the waffles.
Well, it's like IHOP. I don't like pancakes.
All right, continue the story.
Anyway.
I'm done. You've eaten at Waffle House.
That's like you only go to Burlington Coat Factory to get coats.
I want
to
see bad comments for this man.
Oh, dude, it's cool.
No, give him hate. He deserves
anyway,
it.
Anyway, so he's like, hey, I'll go hand out 20s. I mean, that covers a meal at Waffle House. It's fairly inexpensive.
Handing out money at the Waffle House. What could go wrong?
So he, and then mind you, this is all caught on Waffle House security cameras.
Oh, yeah.
So all of a sudden, he starts arguing with a female patron on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, some young man runs out, runs back in with a gun, and shoots him in the fucking head. Right? It like, the article said it went from, like, 0 to 100 in like
a real minute. Quick.
Like it was like, oh, we're having words. Shoot you in the head.
Yeah. So he was having an altercation with the man's.
He was,
I guess,
a 25-year-old man who was with the woman.
There was a woman.
Yeah.
And with the man there, and he had an altercation with the woman.
Yeah.
Because apparently he didn't pay for her meal.
Yeah. She was mad that he didn't give her money, so yeah. She started shit with him.
Yeah.
And then her boyfriend or acquaintance. Shot him in it, 25-year-old dude, rest of his life, in prison.
What I don't understand, Jonas.
There's a lot about this I don't understand.
What I don't understand.
What's that?
Is why we gotta shoot, because you got into an altercation, man.
Man.
Is it like, at this point, okay, it's 100% the kid that shot the guy, all
right? Right. He wasn't even involved in the altercation.
Yeah, it's 100% that guy.
Right.
But did the girl, like, never mind. The guy's an asshole that did this. That's
well,
all
here,
I got.
Here's the other thing.
I don't want to speculate.
How dare she get mad that he didn't give her money?
Dude,
like,
I don't
seriously,
know.
Seriously, like, you ever been somewhere and, like, someone, like, gave someone else something and didn't give it to you?
Yeah. I keep going on with my life.
Right. Right, dude. That'd be like you're at a basketball game. The NBA player throws his fucking mouthpiece to a kid in the crowd. You walk up and punch a kid in the face because he got the mouthpiece and you didn't.
Have I ever...
Little bitch. Like, I mean, come on, dude.
You just asked a minority, have you ever been somewhere and somebody else got something and you didn't? No, Jonas.
This wasn't a race thing.
I know, but I can make it one, goddamn.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm sorry. Continue.
Well, I mean, that's really all I have. Like, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the basic story.
This dude tried to be a good person and lost his life because someone felt slighted.
Yeah, I kind of wonder what prompted him to do that. Like,
to give out money?
Yeah.
He was probably just feeling generous, man. Maybe he just got his tax return back. Maybe he fucking used to go to that restaurant all the time, and, like, he was just trying to give back to the people. Like Nipsey, dude, trying to give back.
And, you know, and Jonas, this is the thing that it precipitates in me, at least.
Okay.
It makes me think, like, I don't like going out in public as it is.
You definitely don't.
I don't really like I don't like communicating with people I don't know.
Right.
And, I mean, these stories are definitely, like, they're vindicating that whole ideal. And it's like, if you go out and you're trying to do something nice for people, or even, like, being a fixture in your community that's doing positive things, or even going to the goddamn Waffle House and paying for people's food, this kind of shit can still happen to you.
Yeah.
The streets is done, man. The streets is done.
All right.
Streets is done.
Speaking of race and streets.
What are we talking about?
I got a rollover. I got another update for your man.
You do you?
Yeah.
That's not my man's. I gave him to you.
Dude, I ain't taking him.
You have to take him, Jones. We traded.
Smollett.
All right, fine.
What, was like on the Chappelle Show, the fucking racial draft?
Yeah, we already made that joke. First episode.
Yeah.
Almost tapped you on the leg, dude. That would have been weird.
Yeah. The joke's on him. I don't have any pants on, so. So anyways, as we talked about numerous episodes of this podcast, Jussie Smollett. Supposedly, allegedly, paid people to do a hate crime on him for notoriety, etc. He was gonna face fucking 40 years in jail. All of a sudden, they drop all the charges against him.
Wasn't worth it, essentially.
Right.
It wasn't
so worth now it. The cops were like, "Hey, hey, buddy, old pal, you wasted a lot of our time and resources on this fake story. Mm-hmm. You should reimburse us the $130,000 we had to spend to investigate your crime."
It is funny how the police force is basically saying that he lied about it without saying it.
Right.
Because the case files were sealed, so they can't say he did it, but they're saying it by suing you.
Right, and he goes, he's like, "Nah, fam, I'm good."
He's like, "I'm not going to pay that."
So now they got to take him to civil court.
Or he could just pay it.
I mean, he should just pay it.
He should probably just pay
basically,
it.
I mean, he had to pay his bond to get out of jail, but I think he should have to pay $130,000 to not go to jail for 40 years.
That's $140,000 total,
yeah.
But you did lie.
Yeah, he was facing like 48 years. That's like $20,000 a year.
Yeah, wasn't going to get that.
Wait.
He wasn't going to get 40 years, though.
He wouldn't.
All he did was file a fake police report. That's
they
community service.
Charges on him.
He did the community service. He did the community service.
Oh, shit.
He did.
Well, not everybody's a hero.
Update on the Lori Loughlin.
Oh, Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky.
What's your secret?
So, it appears is that some of the trials are wrapping up, and these people are making plea deals. On the lower end, I can't remember. I think it was like $50,000 that one family had paid. I don't remember the exact intricacies of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But, minimum 2 years in prison.
For all of them?
For the people on the lower end. Now, like I said, this was a family that had contributed, I think it was like 50, but Lori Loughlin's family had contributed like upwards around $500,000.
Oh, shit.
Which means that the minimum could go up a little bit. Now, there's a good chance with the lawyers that they have that they're going to get...
And that they're famous and rich. I mean, come on.
With, yeah, like
let's be real.
Yeah, with the money and the lawyers that they have at their disposal, that it will probably be a little bit less, maybe no jail time at all. But as it stands right now, these people are making plea deals for 2 years in prison, which means that if they weren't to make a plea, they're going away for a while, dude.
It's going
to
be bad.
So, there you go.
They get just desserts.
Just desserts for fucking...
They ain't get no desserts in prison unless they're looking for
fraud.
Some sort of... Other kind of dessert.
What kind of dessert?
Somebody's getting dessert, but it ain't going to be them.
Cream pie.
Oh! Oh, Jesus.
Whip dessert.
So that's a little update.
On your face. All right. Is it my turn?
It's your turn, man. I just had to roll into the updates real quick.
All right, man. No more sad shit, all right?
Nah, dude. Hold on. Dude, I don't have anything that's not sad.
Well, just you save your sad shit for last.
Dude, I can't. Okay. Everything is sad and depressing.
We'll just be sad, but my story is not sad.
Oh, dude.
It is informative.
I love it.
How do you feel about dubstep? You don't like it. I'm not surprised.
Okay.
You listen to ICP. I'm not even lying.
What the fuck?
He owns a Riddlebox shirt.
Oh, anyway. Yes, I wear it every Sunday.
Show him your Hatchet Man tattoo right now.
Dude, I don't have a Hatchet Man tattoo.
Are you sure?
I'm 100%
sure. I don't know. Okay. Well, anyway. All right. So, but you know what dubstep is.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently, Sonny Moore, better known as Skrillex, is in the news right now.
Oh, Skrillex.
Yeah.
I know him.
There was a new scientific study that
I saw something about this.
That used his music in a case study. Essentially, it appears that mosquitoes... do not like Skrillex music.
I did see this. I saw that, yes.
Did you? All right.
Yes, yes.
So there was a study where they put 50 female mosquitoes, one male mosquito, and a very unfortunate hamster in a box, and they put them in there, and no music. Mosquitoes are just fucking and sucking.
Wow.
Just
they're fucking.
Fucking and fucking the hamster.
Woo, 50 on one?
Dude. It's a weird porno, dude. I'm not into that shit. Maybe you are.
50 on one. Woo, that guy was tired.
So anyway, no music. Fucking and sucking, right?
Okay.
They put on Skrillex music, and the mosquitoes were not only fucking, but also sucking 5 times less than what they were without the music.
Wow.
What it is that the mosquitoes seem to have a hard... They use sound to, like, line up to fuck.
Oh, okay. Oh, and okay. Gotcha.
It's like it seems that... I can't remember the name of the song it was. Okay. Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites by Skrillex, which I've honestly I've never heard. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I probably heard a few of the songs. I couldn't tell you.
But it's a fucking... From what I hear, it's crazy. It's like there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's still musical, and I'm not taking away from his talent, but it's a crazy fucking song. Okay. So the mosquitoes actually have trouble being able to fuck. It basically turns them into incels. They don't want to fuck, and they just don't even want to deal with the women. Nor do they eat as much.
No coits.
Mask is giving me some... It's a beard. I'm growing a beard. Anyway.
You had a beard.
I grew it. It's growing. It's coming back.
You have a beard right now. Look at your mask. It's a nice beard.
Thank you, Jonas. I'm glad you appreciate it. I try to make myself look pretty for you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
So, it appears as that if you're having a trouble with mosquito, you know, Jonas, I've noticed that in Texas, there's not a big mosquito problem.
Yeah, it's so dry.
But the mosquito hawks also.
Skeeter hawks.
Or the, what are they
called? Canadian soldiers.
Mayflies or Canadian soldiers if you're a northerner, because that's what we always call them.
Yeah, that's what we call them
too. They handle a nice degree of the mosquitoes.
They eat mosquitoes?
Yeah, they're called mosquito hawks. They eat mosquitoes.
Oh, skeeter hawks because they skeeter the hawks. They hawk the skeeters.
They're
like an owl. They're all like, they fucking come down and they fucking eat
But
them.
If you're having a problem with mosquitoes, put some fucking Skrillex on, man. I don't know if it's just...
Boy, that's a nice Sunday night barbecue. Everybody! Yeah. Strawberry mosquitoes out here. Don't light a citronella. Like, that, no one will have any coitus that night in the whole street.
I was going to say, also, funny enough, male and female also have trouble fucking the Skrillex music.
Could you imagine trying to fuck the dubstep in general?
Yes.
It'd be like...
Would it be hard?
Like, you're just waiting for the beat to drop. You're all like, just like slow stroking. And all of a sudden, it's like... Brr, brr. It's like,
I don't know what you're doing. Is that me building up the orgasm?
They always have to wait for the beat to drop. That's just like, boom, dee 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 dee. Yeah. Dude.
No, keep going. I like this visual visualization of dubstep.
You got to live feed or on YouTube to see this visual
shit.
Oh,
my sweet Jesus.
Oh, man. Anyways, I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. I wonder how Skrillex feels about it.
I don't know. He's back in the news again. He wasn't cute. I wouldn't say he's cold, but you know.
Yeah,
dubstep is not nearly as popular as it was when it first hit the scene. I like dubstep.
Do you?
Yeah.
How many dubstep CDs you have?
None.
That's a good... I mean, I have a lot of none of a category, too.
Ask me when the last time I listened to dubstep.
I have a big country music collection. I love it. Zero CDs. You know how much
country
I love
music
country?
Is good. Lil Nas X, goddammit.
That sounds pretty nice.
That's a third
one. My point is, if you own zero albums, you can't say that, like, you listen to it.
I never said I didn't listen. I never said I listened to it. I said I like dubstep. If somebody put some dubstep on, I'm not going to be like, turn this shit off.
Oh,
I'll be
dude,
like,
I won't
all right.
say that about anything.
I'll be like, all right, let's hear it.
Let's just... What's nice this? Soothing sounds of fucking...
Do, 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 do.
Yeah, dude, like robots fucking.
Yeah.
I like it.
Robots fucking.
That's what it's like, dude. Huh,
funny enough, toasters and microwaves, no problem fucking a dubstep.
Dude, yeah. I've seen that a million times.
Exactly, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know?
All right, anyway.
All right, dude.
Go on.
So, they found out that, I mean, this is a shocker, bad diets are killing people.
No shit.
Right? But what they've said that was kind of alarming, they did a study.
Pardon me.
Bad diets are responsible for more deaths now than just about anything else. Tobacco, like tobacco isn't What? What are you? What are you throwing your arms up?
Because no, duh. I don't know.
Dude, tobacco used to kill a bunch of people.
Yeah, but heart disease is the leading cause of death in America.
Yeah.
And that mostly is a diet-oriented disease.
But here's what surprised me about the study.
Go ahead. I don't want to take the wind out of your
sails. Oh, dude, my sails are deflated.
All right.
I'm like a little fucking, you know that bag from that movie that floats around the air? You know what I mean?
A beautiful stranger, beautiful mind, a beautiful...
No, dude, I don't know.
I know what movie you're talking about.
I'm a deflated sail.
It's a beautiful something.
It's American Beauty.
American Beauty!
Yeah, that guy's like, oh, it's so beautiful. It's like that, except for like if he caught it and he burned it and threw it on the ground and stomped in a puddle.
That's how you feel?
Sure.
Are you going to shoot me?
No.
I hope not.
Just stand outside your bedroom door with an axe.
Turnabout's fair play.
I know, right? Anyways, here's what surprised me about this study. It says it's not so much the bad food that we eat, it's the foods that we do not consume that are causing the problem.
We don't eat enough vegetables.
So it's like, yeah, people aren't eating enough vegetables, fruits, nuts, and legumes. So what they're saying is, it shouldn't be a campaign of eat less salt, eat less sugar, eat less fat. It should be a campaign of eat more vegetables, eat more fruits, eat more whatever. Because if you eat a solid fast food diet, how much lettuce or vegetables are you getting?
Yeah.
And how many people nowadays eat a solid fast food diet, dude? 3 meals a day, fast food. And they're like, oh, it's cool. I had a salad from McDonald's, which has as much sugar as a goddamn milkshake.
They put sugar in their lettuce?
Oh, dude, yeah. McDonald's salads are bad for you. Like, fast food salads, you might as well not even eat them, dude.
What? It's lettuce.
Yeah.
What's on it that's bad?
That's subjective.
How can you fuck lettuce up?
Why don't you look up McDonald's salads?
I mean, look, I understand the dressing.
Yeah, well,
I understand that the cheese, which is just terrible anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, lettuce and beans and shit?
Yeah, dude, they aren't good for you, man.
What?
Slap my leg and call me a liar.
I'm just having a hard time understanding where you can fuck lettuce up. Like, they add something to the lettuce? Are they injecting, like, beef tallow into the lettuce or some shit?
They make the salad, they take some sugar, they just sprinkle some sugar on it. They're like, you know what?
I wonder if it's so goddamn good.
Right? No, but dude, so like, I feel this, man, because it's easy to get into a habit of not eating any of that stuff. And then, like, next thing you know, it said that basically, since people aren't eating these things, they're having heart attacks, they're having strokes, they're getting type 2 diabetes. You know? Wilford Brimley said it best. What? Why are you looking at me like that?
What did Wilford Brimley say?
He said, I have diabetes.
I hate it when it's uncomfortable when I cough. That's what he said. I hate a painful calf.
Oh yeah, he had those lubed up calves.
You gotta lube that calf up nice before you use it on me.
Lubed up calf by Wilfred.
I have 100% lubed up a calf.
Oh yeah, I know you have. But diet is basically accounting for like almost 11 million deaths a year.
Yeah,
high blood pressure is 10.5 million.
What's heart disease at? Is that on your list?
I think high blood pressure is kind of where it's at. And then, so it's basically higher than even heart disease, really. Because, and then tobacco's at like 8 million. But there's been a giant campaign to get rid of tobacco.
Exactly. There's been a movement to get rid of tobacco in this country, which, I mean, you know, fine. It is. It's murdering people.
Yeah, it is.
But it's addictive. It's basically legal crack.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Because
it doesn't get you high.
And yeah, it's kind of crazy how tobacco's legal, which kills 8 million people a year. But how many times has a joint killed somebody?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. How many times?
Never.
Oh.
Because it doesn't?
Oh. Well, I mean, just the fact of smoking it. I mean, can't you get cancer from smoking joints?
Funny enough, Jonas, I did a college paper on this, much to the chagrin of my college professor. She didn't want me to do it. She was like, do not do a paper on this. I was like, I'm fucking doing a paper on it. I got an A too, goddammit. But tobacco smoke reaches different parts of your lungs than marijuana smoke does. And
what's that?
I don't know. It's something in the makeup. But either way, it does not reach the parts that would cause cancer.
Really?
So, smoking marijuana will not give you lung cancer. Mouth cancer, maybe. Not lung cancer.
Or if you chaw it, you put it in your lip.
Who the fuck puts weed in their lip? You're just going to take a nug and just like...
just chaw it up,
just
dude.
Take a bundle of seeds and...
Could you imagine?
No.
People just start fucking chawing on fucking...
Ew.
They just put a big old fucking fat nugget in their mouth. Just, ew. Just spit in a bottle. You can probably swallow that chaw.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I'm good on that.
Yeah,
though.
I don't think I'd be good on that either.
I don't think I'm good on that.
All right,
that's,
man.
That's crazy. All right, so people are out there dying. Eat better at home, kids, like you've never heard this shit before.
Yeah, right, but eat vegetables. Well, okay.
I don't Jonas like, basically just had a long-winded way of telling you to eat your vegetables.
I don't like vegetables neither. But you know, the fruits are good, dude. Fruits are
I don't like vegetables neither. It's all right, buddy.
That's okay.
You got it. Keep going. What?
It's okay. That's
now say what you had to say.
Oh, eat fruit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job.
Make sure you eat all that nut.
Now, Jonas.
Yeah,
I played a song for you the other day.
Did you?
Called Old Town Road.
Oh, by...
By Lil Nas X,
yeah.
Who I don't agree with his name at all. His name ain't Nasir, it's some other bullshit. Why the fuck you're Nas and X? DMX is a whole legend. Nas is a whole legend. The Lil needs to be retired. Your whole name is fucked.
Wow.
The song fucking slaps.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did.
It is a song that is done, and it's... In a country, it's a country western song.
Yeah,
but
I would say it's like you asked me what I thought. I said I think country music when I hear this.
Yeah, I think country music too because everything in the song is basically country. But the beat is a rap ish beat.
Yeah,
it has 808.
It has some twangy in it.
Yeah, it does. It has a banjo in it.
Yeah, there's some twang.
So the problem was, and this is an old story too, but fuck it, we didn't talk about it, so we're talking about
it.
Yeah,
just because it ain't happening.
It was charting extremely high on the country music charts. Billboard decided to remove the song from the country music charts because they felt that it did not embody what is a country music song.
Right.
Now.
And you know who Billboard is?
What?
Probably like some old white dude sitting behind a desk.
Oh, well, yeah, obviously. Now, at first I was like, well, this ain't really a country song, so I could see why they would do that. But then... It was brought to my attention of why people were actually angry about this. And if you're wondering why people even care, because, you know, it's obviously like a rap song.
Yeah.
Is that in rap music, anybody can come in. You can be Justin Bieber from fucking Canada, and you can put out a song where you rap in it. It's going to chart on the rap charts. It's going to chart on the pop charts. It's going to chart. You know, and it's never been a question. There's plenty of people who rap music just, sure, if you want to rap, if you're a country music singer, you want to rap, it's going to chart on. Right now, that song by Lil Nas X has, Don't Break My Heart, Mikey, Break Your Heart.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus did a verse on the song for the remix.
As fuck too.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Sober
Billy Ray's verse is kind of better than Lil Nas X. It's really good.
Yeah, you should check it out. It's good.
But... And it's charting, and everybody in the rap community is like, good job, Billy Ray. You know? It's not a problem to let a country singer in. And it was just kind of like, why does it have to be exclusive for country? And I understand that country is one of the older forms of music in this country.
Yeah.
And it is kind of an elitist community.
Yeah.
Like, they ain't going to let just anybody. In. They let Hootie in, but, you know, he wasn't really making rap music.
He's been like, I don't know Hollywood show. Yeah, he's making some like.
But it's just kind of crazy. Like, even Post Malone. Like, he has a strong country background. He's even alluded to making country music on an album, just making a country album. And even on some of his albums, he has country-sounding songs.
Okay.
But yet he still charts on the pop charts,
on the rap
charts.
Did they ever let Kid Rock go on country? Because he got pretty twangy near the end of his show.
Oh, yeah. Man. I think he's considered now. He's pretty.
Now he's like country?
Yeah.
He went from like rap to country.
He was on TV with Trump and all that shit, so
really?
He's country. Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, they were hanging out?
Jonas, man. You need to get out more.
Dude, I get out all the time.
But I see, like, after I heard it kind of put to me like that, I understood is that it is kind of fucked up that they're not letting this song, which is clearly country, in. And it's easily consumable. There's no profanity or anything.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the song.
It's a very like chill ass song.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
So if anything, pop charts, country charts, rap charts, I guess It's an amalgamation. This ain't even the first time that this has been done. Yellow Wolf has been doing this for years. And I fuck with Yellow Wolf. His last album, not so good. But goddamn it, I do love Yellow Wolf. Fucking Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks.
And there's been other country artists who have done rap songs.
Yeah.
What was Honky Tonk Badonka Donk? That's basically a goddamn rap song.
Wow.
Honky Tonk Badonka Donk.
The alcoholic energy drink Sparks. It was orange. Speaking of which.
All right. Totally off subject. But yeah, go ahead.
You remember that?
No.
Okay. Bubba Sparks, man. Didn't Uncle Cracker do some fucking country sounded shit? Why are you shaking your head at me, dude?
Streets is done. Streets is done, dude.
Streets. Is it Bubba Sparks?
No, I don't know. Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of bring that up. So, I don't want to, like, incite outrage, but it is a little fucked up of how elitist that country music has to be where they won't let somebody do a country song with a little bit of a twist, and they won't let it chart.
Yeah, you know, it's the only, like, genre that, like, has stayed pretty pure. Like, I mean, country's kind of like, country's went, like, pop country, rock country, you know, things like that, classic country, but they've never let rap into country.
No.
Like, sometimes, like, the country guys will talk really fast, and they want to, like, pretend it's rap, but it's not rap.
Like, Yellow Wolf has had, like, Winona Ryder and, like, just, like, some country legends on some of his songs.
Steal a beat?
No. Is that what she does?
Winona Ryder's an actress.
No, Winona Judd.
Oh, okay. She was the theft girl. That's all I was saying.
Okay, Winona Judd, I meant.
Oh, okay.
On some songs and, like, some country legends, man, and it's got...
Did you get Conway Twitty on there?
No.
Oh, dude,
I don't know
Twitster.
If he's even alive anymore.
I think he died. Maybe. If not, Twitty, shout out.
But yeah, I don't know. He's always charted on rap charts. I mean, not really charted because he's not charting. But it's obviously a rap song.
Yeah, he's Yellow Wolf.
But I don't know. So go out and listen to the song. I'm sure you already heard it. It's all over fucking TikTok. Justin Bieber hyped it up.
Oh, wow.
It's making big moves out there.
All right. Jesus.
Rap country.
Dude, I would listen to country rap, I think.
Billy Ray invited to the cookout.
Dude, I would listen to country rap. I think I would.
Would you?
I think so.
May I suggest you listen to Yellow
Wolf? Dude, I've tried to listen to Yellow Wolf numerous times.
He's got a new... He has a new one out. I don't really care for it.
It's not
that good. He kind of left the cold country.
He's trying to be too many different things.
All right, if you say so, I love them.
I mean, you can love Yellow Wolf all day.
Love Story is highly underrated.
Really?
Yeah, I love that album. I still listen to it. It came out like 7 years ago.
Okay, I'll listen to it. I'll give it one more shot. You've been telling me about Yellow Wolf for a while.
Because I like them.
All right.
New album's trash, though.
You know what? I'll end with a positive story, too, real quick. It's a quickie.
Do you have a positive story?
I do. Sometimes I'm a liar, too. Don't worry.
All the time.
Only on Sundays and every day in between. That doesn't make sense because I said one day. Anyways, how do you feel about CBD oil, man?
I don't know much about it. I know that it's basically like it's basically weed without the THC, right?
Yes. Basically, it gives you all the properties and relaxes your body, but it doesn't get you high.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it has great medicinal uses for like people who have like seizures or things like that. Any sort of, or you have like a multiple sclerosis, you know, all those sort of like body debilitating things. And it has been, CBD oil has been legalized by the government to be used in products, which is great. That's why they have CBD oils and all. You see shit everywhere. But the main issue is the FDA. The Food and Drug Administration has not lifted its restriction, so major corporate companies cannot infuse CBD oil into any of their products legally yet.
Oh.
So there's a lot of like...
I don't know if I like this
there's
idea,
a lot of
actually.
Startups that have come out and put out CBD products regardless, because I think they're kind of... like those...
It's legal, though, to sell. Because there's shops in town that sell
that but shit. But you can't sell it in food, as being like oils and things like that. You can't consume it. Due to FDA regulations. But May 31st, coming up here in about 2 months?
Yeah.
The FDA is going to have their first public hearing to consider releasing their ban on putting CBD oil in food product. So could you imagine in the near future, cannabis Coca-Cola, fucking drink that little Coke, get a little sip of dip.
See, now, I have to admit, Jonas, is that I don't know how I feel about that.
Why?
Because I'm all about the legalization of marijuana and non-harmful narcotics. And this ain't even a narcotic,
no,
I guess.
No, it's not. It doesn't.
But it just seems kind of weird. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
Dude, could you imagine fucking CBD Pop-Tarts? Like, you're just fucking... Well, here's the problem. Here's my question,
yeah,
though,
about
this. Yeah,
it's all fun and games until somebody fucking, like, finds out it, like, makes you crazier. So,
oh, dude.
I don't know,
Soylent man. Green is people. No, but here's what I'm questioning. Mm-hmm. Is if you go to, like, one of these CBD stores, it's not cheap.
No.
And they're like, oh, you want to take it 19 times a day? It's only $19 a pill. Here, about $400 a month. You can be CBD'd up.
Well, you can get, like, the pens, and they're like, range from, like, $100
yeah,
to, like,
yeah, but for someone who, like,
60.
Needs it all the time, it's expensive.
Yeah.
But so, like, what are they, if major companies start putting it in, you got, like, CBD Cheez-Its, they're going to be $22 a box?
See, this is my problem, Jonas. I don't know really, like, what, it just, like, makes me feel uneasy. It makes me feel uneasy that they're going to start injecting this shit into your food or injecting it into your drinks.
No, but I don't think it'll be every one. I think it'll be special branded.
I don't know if it's my idea of, like, the major corporation doing this and
okay.
just, like, another way to market shit to us. I don't know if that's what bothers me.
Uh-huh.
Is the idea of the unknown about what effects this could have on people. I don't know.
It's
just
natural.
I understand, but it just makes me uneasy a little bit.
Okay.
And like, I think you're looking at it from the standpoint of it's a precursor to legalizing marijuana itself.
Oh, no. I mean, it's nice that people could, like, get more help. That shit will help people, man. CBD helps people.
Yeah, but they can get it. Nothing's stopping them from getting it.
Oh, I guess that's true. It's opening up a whole new market, so corporations
exactly,
can make more.
Dude.
Oh, so it's more of like lobbying for corporations to make
exactly.
more money.
Exactly. That's where I get the uneasiness.
If you
need the CBD oil, it's out there. Go fucking get it.
Why
do we really need it injected into a fucking muffin? No, we don't.
Right.
That's
right.
not necessary. That's right. just fun.
It's just fun.
It's like, hey, Pop-Tarts.
Yeah,
and that's exactly where your mind went. It was like Pop-Tarts and Coca-Cola. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't need this. Just let me smoke it or something. Or
you
let
just
me...
actually just put a drop on your tongue or whatever. Yeah.
And let me just do that. Why do I have to have it in fun ways now?
Is it like a Milky Way with a CBD
dude.
Stick in the middle
exactly,
of it?
Exactly, dude. It's weird. I don't like it.
I get you.
I don't. Call me an asshole. I don't like it. TNT says no.
I don't think you're an asshole.
All right. Well,
I like your point of view.
All right.
That's why I do this with you, to hear it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you know.
I try to have some good points.
So, but you know what?
What?
That is all the time we have for today's episode.
Are we done?
We are done.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
God, don't even hate you yet.
I know, right? We want to thank everyone who watched today.
Actually like you
wanna
still.
Want to thank you if you're listening on Spotify, if you're listening on iTunes, if you're watching this on YouTube. Thank you very much for checking us out. We very much appreciate you. So make sure you check us out. If you aren't watching live, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive, on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, under CrazyTownMedia, and also the cornucopia
of continuous information. Get it out.
CrazyTown.com. But for Jonas, but for TNT Dynamite, we'll see
Fantastically.
You next week.
Slosson Boy 2, Nipsey Hussle, Victory Lap.
Out.